Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture.
And I'm Andy Murray from What Culture. And coming up today, we're going to talk about John Moxley and Renee Paquette, who are expecting their first child together. Good news indeed. And on top of that, AEW has announced a Winter is Coming special for the 2nd of December.
Plus, in huge news, a McMahon shows up on AEW Dynamite, and NXT have announced War Games. This is the news.
Let's start things off by talking about, I need a moment. Okay, the former Renee Young, of course, Renee Paquette, and her husband, John Moxley. They are expecting their first child. John Moxley broke the news in the most John Moxley way imaginable on last night's AEW Dynamite. No, it didn't involve barbed wire, if that's what you're thinking when I say the most John Moxley way imaginable, but he just dropped the line in the middle of a promo on Kenny Omega. It was like, I was sitting there watching this thing, and I'll just read it out to you. My body feels like hell. I can't even get out of bed in the morning. I have a pregnant wife at home. I'm holding two titles on two different continents. And he just kept rolling. And I was sitting there watching this, like, at like 5 in the morning, as you do when you live in the UK and you have to cover it for work. And I was like, you know, you're still half asleep. The coffee hasn't quite hit yet. And you're sitting there and you hear this line and you think, did John Moxley just break news of Renee Paquette's pregnancy here? Rewindage, sure he did. So congratulations to the happy couple. They're expecting their first child. Tony Khan commented it on Twitter. All kinds of people showing their support for the couple here. Renee actually got a tweet from Bailey who said,
"Oh yeah,
what's cuter, the way the world found out tonight or the way I found out?" Turns out that Bailey found out in advance because Renee had been tweeting her thinking she was John about the pregnancy beforehand. It's a whole deal. But it's been a busy year for Renee so far, man. She's left WWE. She's got the cookbook coming out. She's got a podcast soon to be up and running as well. Congratulations to the two of them, man. You know, John Moxley's promo was all about being one of the good guys last night. It was a very sympathetic babyface promo ahead of what would happen to him later in the evening. And, you know, by all accounts, these two behind the scenes are two of the good guys. So very easy to feel nothing but warmth for these two.
Absolutely. It's been a crap year all round, let's just be honest here. But this is some lovely, fantastic news. Congratulations to the two of them. I think Excalibur put it best immediately after that promo where he went, Moxley burying the lead a little bit there. I think he's going to be a dad. And Andy and I were just chatting before recording. Imagine being the lad if they have a girl who has to go around and knock on the door, 16 years old. Open the door, Mox answers it. What are your intentions with my daughter? Please don't kill me. Like, lovely stuff,
brother.
But that wasn't the biggest news coming off the back of AEW Dynamite. As I said, a McMahon showed up on AEW TV. Like, well, sort of, kind of. Yeah, Hornswoggle. It was Hornswoggle. He popped up in the Inner Circle Slays Las Vegas segment on last night's episode of AEW Dynamite. Look, they were straight out of the hangover. Also, Elvis is now a member of the Inner Circle, I believe. But yeah, Hornswoggle, WWE legend, friend of the channel, friend of ours, as he is, cropped up, playing the part of the baby in the cupboard because they were doing loads of like offshoots of the hangover. So instead of a baby in a cupboard, they just had Hornswoggle in a nappy. It was a weird one. This was one of those ones where you think you were confused going, wait, did Moxie just announce he's going to be a dad? I watched that and thought, did I just see what happened there. The Inner Circle tearing it up in Las Vegas. Lots of offshoots, as I said, of the Hangover series, one of the best trilogies of all time, in my opinion. And going to be complaints. And also randomly, Conan showed up to help them really get the party started.
Yeah, they had fun in that limo.
Yeah, they blazed it in the limo, basically. Santana and Ortiz, of course, got a bit of a history with them. And he turned up to really take the party to the next level, saying, I always got the best stuff, and I know exactly what you need. Huge pop from myself seeing that and seeing him on there. We've got a bit of a checkered history with Conan. I think he got us confused, so I hope all that's blown over now, because we like him here at What Culture, and we don't want any beef, do we, Andy?
And certainly not with Conan. Conan's great, man. Yeah, I think he got confused between Defiant Wrestling, our old company, of course, and was it Discovery, the one that was...
Five-star, it might have been.
Five-star, that's it. There was some stuff there, but it's all good now. The only one that doesn't like us now from that kind of collective is Disco Inferno, who doesn't like our Mike Chioda song. Which is weird, because our Mike Chioda song is the smash hit of the decade. But yeah, man, the Hornswoggle on AEW TV, it's not a thing I thought I'd see in my life, but hey-o, there you go. A McMahon is now... McMahons are now canon in AEW storytelling, so, you know, the comment section can enjoy that one. Speaking of things the comment section will enjoy, Game of Thrones, I don't know. AEW are doing a Winter is Coming special for the 2nd of December episode of Dynamite. This was confirmed on last night's show. Kenny Omega did some Winter is Coming stuff during the contract signing that never was, because Jon Moxley was beaten up backstage. He was unconscious, he couldn't make it. Kenny was looking like $1 million in that suit as well.
And the shades.
And the shades, man. The cleaner is coming as well. But it looks like this is going to be another one of their special episodes of Dynamite. We've seen loads of them this year, right? Bash at the Beach and various anniversaries. Fighter Fest, Fight for the Fallen, Jericho's 30th. They love a special episode of Dynamite. I hope they come complete with a big silly set. I want to see icicles. I want to see the yurtay for no reason. Snow, all kind. I want to see somebody take a powerbomb into a massive pile of... Just, you know, get Santa involved. Why the hell not? Have some fun. Be a bit silly. It's winter and all that stuff. So I've rambled like hell. The only important information in this story is that the special is on the 2nd of December and that Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley are wrestling for the world title. Cool.
What a show that is going to be. Just as an offshoot of the whole Winter is Coming thing, please, please, John Silver dresses Khaleesi. It would make me so happy on that show. Look, I can't wait for that December 2nd episode. Obviously, a huge world championship match to look forward to. I don't know how much we're allowed to say here, but we may, and only Andy and I really know about this here at Wackles, we may be able to bring you a big interview just before that show. So make sure you stick around sort of start of December. There's things in the works.
Something is occurring.
Yet, but we may have something big for you. So, yeah, tell you, mates. Anyway, let's move over to NXT. Last night, Io Shirai retained her NXT Women's Championship in an excellent match against Rhea Ripley. And then out came Finn Balor to deal with the ongoing issues we've had with him just not being there as NXT champion, because he got his face smashed in at TakeOver, of course, broke his jaw in, I think, two places. He's got three metal plates, he was saying, in there. But never mind all that. Pat McAfee and his gaggle of bastards showed up, tried to ruin it. The Undisputed Era returned, and it has now been announced by William Regal, do it in his voice, that we are getting War Games. What a week that is going to be. The start of December. So we've got, as we mentioned, the AEW show on the 2nd of December. On the 6th of December, NXT War Games, Undisputed Era versus Team McAfee. It was confirmed post-NXT last night by Mr. Regal himself. So big stuff coming up. We even got Kevin Owens doing commentary, I believe, on NXT next week, which should be mint, as much as I'm going to miss my best friend, Wade Barrett, of course. But yes, War Games back. It's sort of what we were anticipating. There's even teasers of a women's match by the looks of things from what happened last night as well. Exciting times on NXT, Andy.
Yeah, and War Games is like an annual thing now, right? Is this the fourth year in a row? 2017, 18, 19? Yeah, it's the fourth year in a row. Undisputed Era have been involved in all the men's matches so far, going 1 and 2. They won the first one, they've lost the other two. The women's match last year was really great, like a really great story-driven War Games match with all the stuff with Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox and Rhea Ripley looking like an absolute monster and everything else attached to it. That was absolutely tremendous. Hope this year's matches are of a similar quality to that one. Last year as well, you got the Kevin Owens comeback for that crowd pop, like one of the pops of the year as well. So yeah, man, like let's see what comes of it. Should be fun.
I am already scared about saying this prediction because I predicted Will Hobbs turning on Darby Allin and Cody Rhodes, which happened as well last night. He's now a member of Team Taz. But I've got a horrible feeling, in a good and a bad way, because I'm just a little bit scared for it, that Ember Moon's going to do an eclipse off the top of the cell.
Oh, man. She's very skilled. She'll pull it off.
Good
Don't
luck,
worry.
Ember. That's all we can say. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWW, of course, you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Edward Shirazhans, who says, G'day, gents. Do you see any chance Anna Jay toppling Hikaru Shida with the help of Tay Conti? And that is when Tay joins the Dark Order. Of course, yeah, Hikaru Shida defending that AEW Women's Championship against Anna Jay on next week's episode of Dynamite. Also, shout out to South Australia. If I'm going to do this, I should do it properly, Andy. Also, bloody hell, shout out to South Australia, who are in a six-day hard lockdown thanks to the ongoing global bastard. Sleep through it like Penny. First of all, Penny, good girl. And second of all, what do you reckon to that bloody question, you big glar?
I think the accent's very good. no, it's an interesting one because Anna Jay has a lot of promise. I think I've done a video essay on this whole damn topic. So obviously, I think that Anna Jay is very good. But she's also very new to professional wrestling. She's only had something like 20 matches. So I think it's a little bit early to be strapping her with the women's title. I do think that Britt Baker is going to be the next AEW Women's Champion at some point in the future. With regards to the finish and stuff, it's kind of believable. But AEW don't really do a lot of that kind of match finish. So it's not something I would expect.
I'm 100% here for Thunder Rosa against Britt Baker, by the way, off the back of last night's title match. I know Anna Jay's got a big supporter over in WWE, apparently. AJ Styles, a member of the Anna Jay community. Second question today comes from Electric Wooloopalooza, who says, morning to you both. My heart will always have a spot for good old JR, but for the love of Arceus, A-R-C-E-U-S, I don't know what that's from.
Anyway, I'm not sure.
What's it going to take for him to stop using Jezebel? Has he forgotten we aren't in the Attitude Era anymore? Abby Tail says hi. First of all, hello, Abby Tail.
Legend.
Good girl. And also, I know that's an issue you've had. I don't know if you've heard him say it again last night, but he loves calling the bunny a Jezebel.
He does. He's been doing it with Anna Jay a lot as well. Like, yeah, I've tweeted about this a few times, and when I tweet about it, I'm literally, the tone of it is, hey, let's just stop using this word. Let's not do that. It's not a great word to use. And people always take that as, oh my God, why are you so upset? It's like, no, I'm just pointing out that it's not a great word to use in 2020. This is because of the connotations in the word, the synonyms of this word. It doesn't matter, you know, who this thing is applied to, because it's been thrown at Anna Jay and Ali the bunny now across the past few months. Literally Google the synonyms. It's right there what this word can be taken as. Now, I don't believe for a second that there's any malice or anything else coming from Jim Ross. And I don't believe he's being mean or trying to put the person that he's saying it to down or anything like that. I do believe it's honestly just a mistake. But we should correct it. I don't think words like that should be thrown at female performers in 2020 in professional wrestling or any other environment. And I would very much like to see it gone. Again, I'm not upset. So, you know, before you fire off your little take in the comments, which I get on Twitter all the time when I mention these things, you're more upset than me. I'm calmer than you are, in the words of Walter. There we go.
Final question today is actually, it's the same question asked by two different people, but they've both got great dogs in it, so I'm just gonna say hello to Bert the Hurt Burton and to Barilus. Bert the Hurt Burton, yes, who says, well, agrees with this question, and his dog Chance says yes, and to join Bark Order. Brilliant, that. And also, Barilus says it was Liddy's birthday Tuesday, and she wanted to say hello. Finally, good girl, Liddy. Happy birthday. Have a treat from us. Oh, tell you what, buy her a dog advent calendar, as I always do, Phil Chambers' dog.
So there you go.
But they're both asking, basically, Andy, whether or not we should have a trios tag title now in AEW.
Yeah, I was kind of interested in this before the Bastard came along and robbed us of the Bastard pack and Death Triangle and all that stuff. But yeah, it's something I'd like to see. It's different. No other promotion, like mainstream American. I mean, there's only one other mainstream American promotion, but it's something that, you know, the biggest competition doesn't have. Ring of Honor have had one, New Japan have one, all that stuff. But I think it'd be cool. There's so many natural trios on the roster, from Jurassic Express to Death Triangle now, to Eddie Kingston's family, to SCU. Loads more across the board, various combinations of the Elite, although they're kind of fractured at the moment. Inner Circle. You get the point. There's a lot of them. Dark Order, it would be really cool. I would like to see it. Let's go. Death Triangle, first champions.
Absolutely. Right, let's move on to today's and finally, friend of the channel, Chris Van Vliet and JTG, he of Prime Time fame, of course. And before it was released, can't wait to see what it looks like today, though. There was a clip released by Chris yesterday with JTG talking about his partner in Crime Time, Shad Gaspard, and throwing his support behind Shad receiving the WWE Warrior Award. Of course, Shad Gaspard, friend of the channel here, a huge loss this year, and I'd just like to throw my Andy's and all of What Culture Wrestling support behind this cause. I think it's a great idea by JTG. Give Shad Gaspard the WWE Warrior Award, because what a hero he was. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, of course. Myself and the Daddy Boys sitting down to review the Wednesday Night War later on today, when hopefully that interview with JTG will be released. Go check it out on Chris Van Vliet's channel. And also, let us know your thoughts on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for the Hornswoggle. Can you hear that alarm?
Yeah.
Let's wrap this up. I've had enough.
Follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilbur. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us, and we will see.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.